Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Nzala? No, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari. Ooh, kunuka, kamnandi. And we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal inspired by seven colors is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
I mean, it's not hard to see why the United Nations are keen on hanging out with Trezor when you read this ridiculously impressive CV of his. I mean, some people just have one record label. Trezor, like, based on the country you're in, has different people representing him. Like a total boss. Trezor, in case you have been living under a rock, is a musician. He is signed with Fifth Season, Universal Music. He's signed with the labels all around the world. This is crazy to me. I actually didn't know this, and I've interviewed you a couple of times, that Mount Everest and Never Let Me Go have both been number one selling dance songs in Italy on iTunes. I mean, it's just... It's crazy, bro. Like the levels of international that you are. I think it must be interesting for you because you do obviously a lot of South African press and South African media. And I don't think that South African media realize just how big you are outside of SA. It's that kind of consistent sort of thing of, are you bigger in SA or are you bigger overseas? Where are you bigger?
I don't really look at it that way. Thank you so much for having me today again, Avery. It's really good to see you. Man, to be honest, I feel like I'm still building, and I feel like next year is going to possibly be the start of even something greater. I'm talking about following the footsteps of great Sacha Humasekela on a global scale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, building here at home, and it's really been great in Europe as well, and the really great traction and buzz around the music overseas. So I think starting next year, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane.
But come on, I mean, you're speaking about next year. Have you not just had one of the dopest years? I mean, I'm looking at this press release that I received at the end of November, that you've been announced as a UN ambassador alongside the likes of just Leonardo DiCaprio, Anne Hathaway, Victoria Beckham, Katy Perry. Like, just ridiculous. Has this year not just been astronomical? I mean, massive brand endorsements with car companies. Like, just insane.
It's been amazing, man, and I'm really, really grateful. I mean, the music came out and really been a great rise in some of, like, brands, partnerships. I mean, both myself and the team at Fifth Season, my PR company, Sheila Afari, really have done really incredible work. And for me, it's always a matter of really looking what next, what the level beyond next, and really pushing myself beyond. And I'm really grateful for the year. I think one of the highlights is the song that they've brought you, and actually getting him to rap on the song.
Yeah, I mean,
and, you know, was really an incredible moment. I'm glad we managed to capture it on film, and I'm just excited, man. I'm excited. I feel like 10 years ago when I rapped in South Africa, I was just like torn clothes and just really ready to take over the world, and that's the attitude that I have at the moment. Really excited and really blessed to be where I am at the moment.
I mean, I hope I'm gonna pick it up at the right point, bro. You rapping,
it's coming.
I mean, you know, do what everyone knows you for first, and then. Such a dope vibe.
It's coming.
Hey mama, you can tell I'm the real thing. No bling, no bling, no bullshit. No bling, come on, I'm the real thing. No bling, real thing.
I mean, it is so, so dope. Tell me about the in studio. I mean, did you lay that together? I know sometimes these things work that you're in different places.
Yeah, like, we are very close.
Yeah.
And he's really been a massive and incredible mentor to me in the last year and two. We met and really connected well. Mm. So I spent a lot of time with him at his flat. And really trying... He spent a lot of time in Congo in his youth.
Yeah.
Like, organizing the course and around the rumble in the jungle, actually, in Congo. Mm. This one time, I think it was MTV Awards, he was... rapping lyrics from a song called Don't Go Losing Baby, which one of the biggest songs
internationally.
And he rapped on the song, so I told him, can you please do the same thing on the song? He told me, no, I'll do something better. And he was overseas when I asked him, and he came through, and he's very on time. He told me, I'll see you on this day at this time. I was like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I booked the studio. He came through and really killed it, you know. And it's, man, the magic in the studio and the time and everything was really just amazing, man. He is another level, another cloud, and such an honor and such a privilege to be in his presence all the time.
So, so cool. It must be great for you that you're kind of at a point now where you can just hit someone up, and it's not like who's this random individual that's trying to, you know, get me to work with them. I mean, your name carries a lot of cred. There's people that you can phone up now that are on speed dial that would do studio sessions with you tomorrow and whatever it is. But I mean, that's been a lot of hustle.
Yes, most definitely. I strongly believe, it's about your track record as an artist, as a songwriter, and as a producer. I mean, It's a blessing, and also just like really been great hard work to be able to write songs that have really had great impacts in the pop culture. In all different genres, whether I'm writing for signing with Black Coffee and working with Black Coffee in a song, or I'm working with Brahe, or I'm working with my Josie on his next track. You know, so just working with people different genre music. And it's a really good place to be able to call musicians and be like, hey, I got a song for you. Hey, can you jump on this song? And I'm a little bit picky about that. And whoever that I choose to work with, or whoever that called me up to work with, it's always great.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent the last few days in studio with my friends, Matthew from Beatenberg, and we've been really picking up some really dope stuff. We've always written some, and the new music sounding crazy. So it's always great working with different musicians, and also it's I'm grateful to be able to be in a space where everyone is pretty much open and excited to always work.
I mean, it's crazy to me. In 2012, you were the winner of a Holiday in Songwriting Challenge. I mean, flash forward to 2017. It's like, it's such an amazing journey. What do you think it is that you've done right? And I mean, you spoke a little bit about having the right people around you, whether it's Fifth Season, Sheila Afari, but what have you done right? Because, you know, you've got to a lot of the time approach those people. Sometimes they approach you, but you've also got to know what energy to surround yourself with.
Look, the people play a big part in the team you surround yourself with. But I believe strongly a lot of things comes to the work. I'm talking about the actual music. Because you can have the greatest team, and if you don't have the right sound that is needed, then the right songs, you can't really move anywhere. I mean, I've seen a case where artists have incredible people around them, but they're not really moving because they don't have the right material. So, I think super, super fortunate to be able to actually make songs on my own and write them from A to Z on my own, be able to produce and be able to find the right people to get involved, such as engineers, session musicians, and right, pick the right people. And I think what happened when you have the right songs, personally, literally everything falls in place. The right people just come together. And my strength is to be able to approach the right people. So I'll choose this and this person, play them the music if they want to be part of it. For me, it's about the passion. If you're passionate, you're on fire about the music, you're part of the team. Doesn't matter how inexperienced you are. It's always for me about how far you're willing to go for the music, or how far you're willing to go for the dream. And I'm very, 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 very passionate about the dream and the vision and whatever music that I put out there. And the quest is really to revive the glory days of African pop music on a global scale. And I think that's, for me, it's been really about the designing of the sound and the fine-tuning of the craft that has really made a massive, massive difference. And that's, you can see it through songs that I write for other people. Whether it's still my team working on them or other people working on them, if it's a right song for an artist, they still go out there and do great things. And one of the cases is like a song I wrote for my Josie this year called The Woods, which has become one of his biggest songs and became like the Mug and Bean soundtrack for the new campaign for the whole year until next year. So for me, it's about the music, and the music will open all the doors pretty much.
I mean, never mind Mug and Bean, you got your own soundtrack for Ford. I mean, that's an incredible thing that's kind of come together. And tell us a little bit more about that, because I think it's cool. I love it when, like, you know, Mug and Bean's a local brand, but when an overseas brand, and they're generally very afraid of doing anything local. They could just take the ad for the new car from overseas, put it onto SATV. Mm. But I mean, you've really done something special with them and made it South African, an African.
Yes. Thank you so much. I worked on the project with the team Fifth Season, and my whole their vision was to really create something authentic and find someone with a story. So they were partnering together on creating the soundtrack for the actual campaign, and also having my own visual ad. In the campaign, it's called A Journey Extraordinary, which speaks pretty much to my story. They gave me the whole pretty much explanation. So I went home. It was really actually very easy to work on it because I related very much to what they were looking for.
Yeah.
And from the first draft I sent them of the actual song, they were just in love with the song. So it was much easier. So I developed the idea more, cut how they wanted it and everything. And everything really came together. There's such an incredible bunch of people. And also such an incredible brand to be involved with. Given that my first ever breakout single is called Everest, and the card they're working with is called Ford Everest, so it's like it was really good aligned brand partnership, and also just really something that I think it's been fun because I used to make a joke about Ford Everest with my song Everest, because you can somehow get involved. So it's been an amazing one, and I'm excited. I think they still have really other exciting plans.
I mean, I'm looking at the stuff that you've done this year. Trill, I feel like you've probably made the most money you've ever made this year. Is that true? Has 2017 been the best year financially?
It's been good.
Okay.
It's been really good. Yeah.
I think it's been the best so far.
It's been really good. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite songs as well, Mount Everest. I dig that song so much.
Thank you.
Other side of this, Trezor's got to tell us what it's like to be a UN ambassador. And taking that on happened, the announcement was made towards the end of November. There's just no holes to poke in the story with this guy. More with him next.
Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com.
Very cool. Moby Dixon mix there of Trezor's Never Let Me Go. Who are you never letting go? What's happened? Like, huh?
Yeah, man. Life, the beauty of life, our people, our hearts, you know.
10 ways not to answer a question. All right. more Trezor in 4 seconds.
Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com.
So this is so dope. Trezor announced as a UN ambassador. 29 November, it's a Wednesday. And a multi-award winning singer-songwriter and producer, Trezor, joins powerhouse global humanitarian personalities like Angelina Jolie, Emma Watson, Priyanka Chopra, Anne Hathaway, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, and Serena Williams as a UN ambassador. But you've got a specific role and a specific division of the UN within which you are working. I mean, Trezor, this is just, how do they actually, do they just phone you on your cell? Like, the UN, like, do they just have everybody's numbers, like, somewhere? Do they phone you? Like, how does it actually happen?
To be honest, I don't really know, but I know that from what I heard from them is that they do follow people and the behavior and the music and just, I think, how you carry yourself. So they actually approached the Trace TV to get my management number.
Wow.
I think they got the detail from Trace TV MD. And then from there, to be honest, it's something really I'm passionate about, really helping and empowering my underprivileged people. And as a refugee myself, I'm really grateful to be in a position where I can be an advocate for refugee rights. And the whole aim of the campaign is to change the narrative of refugees. And I'm more than honored to be approached and be part of the campaign.
I mean, it's unbelievable. When you look at when you just look at the gravitas of the United Nations, tell me for a second about what does it mean that you have to do? What are the responsibilities that come with something like this?
So we went for a site visit at a refugee camp in Malawi. I think a week before or 2 weeks before we announced, and it was the most life changing and really mind blowing experience because life is really hard in the camp, and I saw refugees growing up in my hometown back home, random refugees from the genocide. and people are dying on the street, and there's hunger, there's a whole kind of disease. And it's pretty much the same thing in the refugee camp Dzaleka in Malawi, which is supposed to hold about, I think, 15,000 people at the moment. There's like 35 or 37,000 people. And there are people that have been living there for like 20 years because it's been there for 25 years. Now, this child was 20-year-old, and all they know is the camp because their movements are restricted. And what's the beauty of the whole situation is that people have so much hope than us spoiled people that live in big cities and, you know, always complaining about how our lives turn out, you know. And it's so beautiful to see young girls, 18-year-old, that have been in the camp her whole life, finally moving overseas to Canada to study because she's been studying in the camp, and really dedication despite all the challenges. And there is a first ever Microsoft app factory in the camp, so people are really making something out of life despite all the challenges. And it's really incredible and really humbling to be part of the project, because for me, I believe there's nothing fulfilling than really being able to help others when we can.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. Who was the first person that you told when you found out that they wanted you to do
this?
My
family.
Yeah. And what was their take?
They were very excited. They were very humbled. And because they know my story, they saw me growing up. You know, I had a lot of friends that were refugees from Rwanda, and most of them actually, we're still in touch on social media. And people that, when they came into our hometown when they were about 8 years old, they were playing and living outside our houses, and eventually became our friends, and we all just grew up together. And we still remember how they came, because they could never speak the languages, speak Chinyarwanda, and spoke Swahili. So we all tease them, but we're kids then. And it's so beautiful to be part of now, on the other side, being able to actually advocate for refugee rights. And when I told my family, they were really blown away and really excited, and really everybody's grateful.
It must be cool for you to kind of, you know, be doing your own thing and being successful in it, working with lots of brands, getting a lot of musical achievements, but then in the same sentence, be inspiring other people and uplifting other people. I mean, that's dichotomy, or getting those two things right at the same time, is not something that a lot of people are able to do. You know, a lot of people have to choose between kind of helping the world and having a career. And it seems like you've been able to kind of mesh the two together.
Look, I think everything that I am today as a human being and as an artist is really a product and fruit of how I was brought up and my life experiences. So a lot of time I don't even try to be a philanthropist or to be an artist. I'm not trying to separate them, because it's when I'm in a position to really be being able to contribute to humanity, I do it because it feels so good. It actually helps. It's like more of a therapy to myself. And I don't think business work. I think once upon a time someone asked me, like, what do you feel you think you're going to achieve for yourself in the next year of the year? And I'm like, it's not about me, bro. It's not about me. I'm not trying to get money out of it. I'm not trying to get fame or marriage out of it. I'm not trying to get anything out of it. I really hope being associated with them will really be great, because I'll be able to contribute to changing the narrative of refugees. And it's a beautiful thing when we're actually doing something we think is selfless. When we are building others, actually we're building not just others, we're being building ourselves.
I mean, it's always great connecting with you. At the top of this, you were like, oh, 2018 is going to be massive, looking at 2017 like it was just a war. So what's going to be?
I'm still grateful, man. I'm still grateful for 2017.
I love it. So what does 2018 look like then? I mean,
it's mad, bro. I'm starting my January in London and Zurich in Switzerland.
So cool.
And to be honest, I'm just going to make, I think, the best music I've ever made in my life next year. And also really connecting global brands that are to Bastille, and just do the craziest things ever. Like, I feel like so young, so alive, so motivated, so inspired. I'm doing a whole series of like new innovative kind of shows in South Africa next year, and really I think bring about something really epic, and taking a lot of risks and making a lot of mistakes, but most importantly really enjoying the whole journey.
I dig it. Your energy is so, like, your energy is, it's fantastic at the moment. And I mean, so much of it is that, right? It's like, you know, it's a super positive energy, and like a super optimistic energy. And yeah, it's cool. I can't believe you when you say you're going to make the best music of all time. You said, like, with a smile on your face, like you just had a great meal.
Yeah. Like, and I mean,
it's like,
man,
you're full.
It's,
yeah.
It's like it's a reminder to myself all the time. Because, man, I say it in the most humble ways. 20, 30 years ago, there was a time where Johnny Clegg was outselling Michael Jackson in France.
Yeah,
that was the power of African music.
Yeah,
and 30 years ago, there was a time where Hugh Masekela had a number one, the first ever and last number one song, African song, being on the first on Billboard chart. So I'm not chasing chart or anything crazy, but I'm chasing those footsteps, you know, and it's a big task, but I believe, again, as I said, going back to the music, so I have to just, as I said, I'm just going to bury myself in the sand and just
make it,
just work.
So dope. Trésor, everyone wants to keep up with this journey all day, every day. How do we find you on social media?
Thank you. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, as Trésor Official, it's Tresor Official, one word, and on Facebook is just Trésor, Tresor, and let's connect there and keep up with the movement.
Absolutely, always cool hanging out, just the most positive energy. You've got the right mindset for 2018. I've spoken to a lot of people about what they think about the new year. You've given me the best, most positive, genuine, authentic answer, which I think is a great indication. Just when you do have the number one in France and we text you to say, yo, can we please just phone you, you'll say yes. I know you will.
No, of course, bro. Of course, all the time.
Rockstar, so Trésor hanging out there. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.